Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
The Conspiracy Hotel. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
Hey all, as I mentioned before, October continues with some other hotels that are out of control. Some are haunted, some are the sites of grisly crimes, or have dark histories. The hotel we're talking about today, the Hotel de Bilderberg, is nestled in the quaint town of Oosterbeek, Netherlands, and it is home to one of the most powerful conspiracies on the planet. The Hotel de Bilderberg is still in operation, but on the weekend of May 29th, 1954, it was one of the minor, maybe medium-sized hotels in the Bilderberg hotel chain, which still runs 12 hotels in the Netherlands and in Germany. So on this weekend, a conference was held at the hotel. No big deal, right? It was spearheaded by a couple people, most notably a Polish politician in exile named Joseph Redinger, who was obsessed with America. Not like Anglophile, super patriotic obsessed, but like very anti-American, and he wanted to make a plan. So he proposed an international conference where leaders from European countries, and even the United States, could come together, eat some herring and stroopwafels, and talk about Atlanticism. Now, Atlanticism is not a bad idea in and of itself. It's essentially the belief that a close relationship between the United States, Canada, and Europe should be more united, and everyone should make decisions together. But consider where America was in 1954. Yeah, we were doing our own thing. Redinger approached Prince Bernhard of the Netherlands and former Belgian Prime Minister Paul van Zeeland, and then the head of Unilever, Paul Rejkens. Unilever is like the General Mills of Great Britain. They make all kinds of food, condiments, ice cream, coffee, cereal, cleaning solutions, but probably most popularly, soap and margarine. Yum. Prince Netherlands man Bernhard contacted Walter Bedell Smith, the then head of the CIA, who asked Eisenhower's advisor Charles Douglas Jackson to address the conference. Two people from each country were to be invited, one representing the conservative point of view and one for the liberal point of view. 50 delegates from 11 countries in Western Europe attended the first conference, along with 11 Americans. That math doesn't add up, huh? It was called the Bilderberg Conference because, well, the hotel. Sexy. And secret, I guess. Let's just take in that kind of Westernism and ethnocentrism and take a little break. So the meeting was a huge success. What they talked about, though, will remain unknown to everybody not involved. Still, to this day, this conference decided, allegedly, to continue itself every year. A permanent steering committee was rumored to be established with Redinger appointed as permanent secretary. The steering committee's job was to keep a register of names and contact details to create a web of top secret individuals who could call upon one another with discretion and at a moment's notice. Conferences were then rumored to be held in France, Germany, and Denmark, and in 1957, the first U.S. conference was said to have been held in St. Simons Island, Georgia, with a large stipend from Ford Motors. The rumor was that the Bilderberg Conference kept being held, meeting year after year, adding more and more powerful people to its roster. Past participants have included, and these are all again unconfirmed, rumored, Margaret Thatcher, who may have attended the 1975 meeting at Turkey's Golden Dolphin Hotel, former media mogul Conrad Black, who has been to more than a dozen conferences, Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, Tony Blair, Condoleezza Rice, Donald Rumsfeld, Queen Beatrix of the Netherlands, King Juan Carlos of Spain, and top officials of BP, IBM, Barclays, and the Bank of England. So this little hotel in this tiny village was built in 1926 and just became larger than life. Like Bohemian Grove, which we talk about in an earlier podcast if you want to know more about hotels and conspiracies they hold, the Trilateral Commission, which we have yet to talk about, but probably will, Bilderberg attracts the paranoia of conspiracy theorists, and I'll say it, kind of rightly so. I mean, I think conspiracy is latched onto this meeting, you know, this yearly conference of important people, and the secrecy is what creates the stigma around it and the intrigue. You know, we don't know who is involved. We don't know where they are. We get leaked little bits of information. And for me, scouring the internet, trying to find as much as I can, it's really privileged information. It is off limits. We have so many rich and powerful, influential people interacting with each other all of the time. So that there's another kind of skulls-like secret society is both intriguing and infuriating. In 2005, the BBC ran an article about the Bilderberg Group where the chairman of the secretive, he prefers the word private, organization named himself as the 73-year-old Viscount Etienne d'Avignon, the corporate director and former European commissioner. The article really doesn't say much because d'Avignon attests there isn't much to say. Quote, "It is unavoidable and it doesn't matter," he says. "There will always be people who believe in conspiracies, but things happen in a much more incoherent fashion." What are you talking about? That gives me nothing and honestly turns up the chaos. When you talk about this committee that's been meeting for so many years as like incoherent or things around what people believe as being incoherent, that doesn't calm me down, you know? In 2009, the group put out a rare and odd press release laying out their vague-ish mission, creating a, quote, "better understanding of the complex forces and major trends affecting Western nations." Great, thanks. But if you want a piece of the action, you can get a room at the Hotel de Bilderberg for like $100 a night. It comes with a flat screen TV, AC, Wi-Fi, and a balcony upon request. There's a pool, a sauna, it's pet friendly, and hell, there's even a Bilderberg breakfast so you can eat before you conspire with your rich European friends.